All right, guys, welcome back to Apollo Bros.
Apollo Bros.
It's your host, KJ Majority.
We got Tempo in the house once again.
And thank you for coming back. We missed y'all. It's been a crazy ass week.
Yo, 7 days, bro. I didn't know that could, like, wow.
Yeah,
that...
I know. It doesn't feel like 7 days, though.
It feels a lot shorter. Feels time is an enigma.
Yeah. How was your week?
It was a week. it was a weak week. Let's say that.
Okay. Yeah, my week was it was okay. I finally finished that Kevin Hart documentary. It was pretty good, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Was it short?
Was
it short?
I think it was like 6 episodes. Was that supposed to be a height joke?
Yeah, no, it was a height joke.
Oh, man. My bad. Yeah, all right. So, I don't know if you heard this. I'm pretty sure you did. It's kind of hard not to hear. But, unfortunately, Kobe Bryant and his daughter and a couple other families passed away. So, in respect to him, we're going to have a quick moment of silence for Kobe. So, yeah, we're going to have a moment of silence. All right. We're back. I still can't believe it, bro. Like, when I heard the news, it was...
It's crazy, bro. Like, I found out through, like, a friend sent me you know how TMZ makes, like, the pictures of whatever, of the person or whatever happened?
Yeah.
Like, she sent me that, and I was like, wait, nah, you're joking. You know, it's one of those hoax, like... Yeah, no. It reminded me back to when I found out, like, Juice WRLD died, because I found out in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like tears in my eyes, like that. It was just, whew, bad.
Yeah. So for me, it was kind of crazy because I just woke up from a nap, right? And it was like someone had posted a picture of him on Instagram, but I didn't read the caption. I just figured. You know, they posted a picture of him for some sport reason. Mm-hmm. I'm not really deep into sports.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went on Twitter and I read it. Like, I read what happened. And I was, I was like, yo, someone say psych. You know, like, I was waiting for it to be like, oh, nah, they just got the wrong information. He's alive kind of thing. Because it was like, yo, could you imagine, you know, not only losing your husband / father, but now you lost your daughter / sister.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. And then the other families, like,
yeah,
like, they lost their parents, they lost their siblings.
Mm-hmm.
To where one of the families have, like, they had two older siblings and they lost their mom, dad, and their daughter, and then other ones lost their, like, it's a crazy situation.
Yeah, I want to know, like, you know, what happened, you know. I want to see, like, what caused the crash. Because, like, plane crashes are rare. Like, really, really rare.
They said it was foggy in Calabasas, because mm-hmm. that's where it happened. And, the fog and the density of the fog had a lot to do with them taking off and kind of having trouble getting started with the flight itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, then from there, it didn't get really any better. And that's what ended up being what happened.
That shit is crazy. Today at work, actually, this is kind of a funny story, but not really. So this kid, I'm not going to say his name, obviously, but there, one of my coworkers, he had read a meme about what happened yesterday, about Kobe's death. And, you know, we all looked at him like, that's not funny. And he, like, you could tell that he thought, like, someone would be like, ha, ha, ha. Everyone looked at him like, bro, what's wrong with you?
I feel like, in my opinion, like, the fact that he found the meme, like, the fact that there's a meme about it, mm-hmm. and, like, it literally, like, one, the situation is not, like, it's too much, like, there's way too much going on just to really make a joke about it anyway, but the fact that there was a joke made so quickly that he found, like, literally the next day, that's untasteful, like.
And the thing too is that, like, I understand that, you know, you didn't make the meme, but it's the fact that you thought it was appropriate to say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, there aren't a lot of black guys at my job, but still though, have respect. Like a family lost two people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other families lost numerous people. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, chill out.
Yeah, no, it was just bad timing. Not really the best situation to make a joke about anyway, so.
Yeah, like, it's not like, you know, this happened, like, 2 months ago. This happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. But
and, yo, Kobe, man, the fact that the NBA had their, like, it was, I know it was somewhat short notice, but the NBA still, like, played their games, and you can see, like, players, like, crying while sitting on the bench, mm-hmm. during warm-ups, during the national anthem, essentially during the whole time them being in whatever arena they were playing in. Like, that says a lot.
Yeah, because I think what really bothered a lot of people, because it was so sudden, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he was sick, not like he was old,
mm-hmm.
you know? He was fairly young, and it just happened. But yeah, it's sad, man, it's sad. But, you know, we on Apollo Bros try not to keep this too sad. You know, y'all came here for the laughs, for the good times. So we're going, you know, keep it pushing. We're going to keep it pushing. All right. So, David, you got a story for me?
All right.
Brother man?
So, involving the tragic accident, there was a reporting of it. And, like, it was weird. The reporting of it in general was weird because they were, like, 1,000 social medias and other media sources trying to get the first report out so fast,
mm-hmm.
that all the information reported was inaccurate. Like, it just, you got, like, there was, like, 9 people on the helicopter. You got 5 at one point. Then you got, like, Rick Fox was on, like, the helicopter at one point when he really wasn't on the helicopter at all. So, like, there was just, the reporting of it was just bad. The media, it kind of shows you, like, the media, like, rushes to get the scoop sometimes without really fact-checking. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always tell people, please fact-check, because
usually when something like this happens, I usually wait until, like, the next day
yeah.
to get the full story, because everyone in their mama has something to say.
Yeah, definitely either wait, well, both. Wait and then fact-check, guys, because media is media. But yeah. During these reports, there was one report where This woman, she had I guess we can call it a slip up on air. We'll call it a slip up on air, and I'll read her response to her slip up. Says earlier today, while reporting on the tragic news of Kobe Bryant's passing, I unfortunately stuttered on air, combining the names of the Knicks and the Lakers to say Nakers.
No.
Please no. I did not and would never use a racist term. I apologize for the confusion that this caused. So,
So does it, does it sound like you said Nakers?
Let me play it.
Oh no.
So, let me go back to the beginning.
Oh, homegirl said nigger.
Yeah, no, I'm just, yeah. And, okay.
Damn, David, all right. Yo, she said niggers.
Yeah, it was,
Yo, I hope they sue the fuck out of her, bro.
I,
you know she lost the job.
She had to have lost her job.
You cut, bro. First of all, how do you make that mistake? Like, what? Why was she bringing up the Knicks?
I don't know. I don't have an answer because, as we all know, Kobe only played for the Lakers. He didn't play for another team.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know that shit because I don't know sports. But either way, though.
Either, like, way, yeah.
When
no.
I think of Kobe, I think of Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to think of Knicks. You're not going to think of the Knicks because.
Especially if I'm a sports journalist, I'm going to think of the Lakers.
The Lakers or the niggers, you know.
Oh, man.
Wow. So but that's...
For a fact that she definitely calls that team the niggers behind closed doors.
Yeah, no, and how she's probably like, oh, wait, oh, game, oh, what games are on? Oh, the Celtics playing the niggers again. Oh, God. God, man. Can't we just watch some other team sometimes?
Oh, man. Yeah, so... Bro, could you imagine, though? I feel so bad for his family. Could you imagine you go on the news You gotta hear this shit. And then some white lady has the audacity to say nigger.
You know what's crazy about that too? The media reported it before the family even found out.
Deadass?
Yes.
Yo, that's fucked up.
Yeah, and TMZ was the first to report it. So you already know like how you know how they move. You already know, I've bro. Never
fucked with TMZ.
You already know how they be moving.
I never will. Like they, especially when it comes to like black celebrities, they go above and beyond to do a lot of shady shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You told me that there was a response that someone
commented. Oh yeah, no, some of the comments in the actual tweet were pretty interesting. I found them amusing. So someone suggested that we should call each other nakers now.
What's good, my naked?
What's good, naked? What's good? What's good? Somebody was like, which I had a feeling this response was coming. Somebody said, cut the lady some slack. Maybe she was as shocked and stunned as the rest of us. And, she made a mistake. And she might have been tongue-tied. And then somebody else hit her with the truth of maybe just she routinely refers to the Lakers as the niggers. So, in her free time and slipped up, you know?
Yeah. She forgot she was on the air.
Yeah, she forgot she was on the air. She thought she was home, like, relaxing. Yeah. It was like, hey, Johnny, you see those niggers? Like,
it's the Heat versus the niggers again.
Oh, God, man.
Speaking of crazy shit that people say, did you hear about this whole Orlando Brown situation?
Oh, boy, when I said it was a long week.
Oh, all right. So for our listeners, for those of you who did not hear about what happened, Orlando Brown, who did he play on That's a Raven? Not Corey. What was his name?
Damn.
The other nigga in That's a Raven, the dude, her male best friend. Damn, what was his name? I'm going to look it up while I
I got you.
So anyway, so Orlando Brown in a Instagram video, it's one of those like selfie videos, and he's like, y'all want me to say it? I know y'all want me to say it. I'm going to just go out and say it. Nick Cannon paid me to suck his dick. And what I tell you, I watched that video and I was like, who the fuck told you this? Who was asking you this? Like, Noah said, you know what we want to know? If you suck Nick Cannon's dick. Like, no, I've never heard anyone say, I really wonder if Orlando Brown was sucking Nick Cannon's dick.
No. Apparently, Nick sucked his dick.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I could have sworn in the video he said,
Nick, you suck my dick.
Oh. Yeah, he did say that.
He dropped the whole bar about that shit.
My man was... bro, yo, drugs... But yo, I think the funniest part was Nick Cannon's response to it. He was pretty much just like...
I don't know that guy.
No, it wasn't even like that. It was like, pretty much he was like, yo, drugs are out here killing us. Drugs are one hell of a thing.
Now,
that cocaine
I know,
is a hell of a drug.
I know. On Wilding Out, these motherfuckers
had a field day. Yo, they gonna roast the fuck out of
it's,
him.
It's over. It's over for him.
You know what would be funny? You know how they do the when they have to impersonate that celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
I could see them putting up Orlando Brown, and one of them, like, I could see, what's his name, Conceited, just being like, McKenna, somebody. Oh, man. Yo.
Yeah, he played Eddie.
There we go. Eddie. Yeah, there we go. Eddie. There we go. I could not remember that nigga's name for the life of me. Yo, but yo, he did not. Well, so when I saw the story, I saw it on Complex, and they were pretty much saying how he struggled with, like, drugs. He was homeless for a little bit and yada, yada, yada. But it's like, damn. Like, his fall from grace has been crazy. Like, crazy, crazy, crazy. Speaking about a fall from grace, I saw that movie this weekend. That movie, the movie we're talking about is A Fall from Grace by Tyler Perry, his Netflix special.
Oh.
The only reason I remember is because, the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I said A Fall from Grace.
No, you good, bro. Tyler Perry, yeah.
That movie, so I saw it on Twitter, and I think it's the best way to describe the movie. It's a great concept, poor execution. Like, when I say poor, terrible execution. Like, it was just done so terribly. Have you seen the movie?
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I've never been a Tyler Perry fan.
I used to be. I used to be a heavy Tyler Perry fan.
And, I'm sorry. KJ's putting on the pop filter on his mic, and it looked like it was painful. But
I didn't want to make too much noise, but I definitely was hearing, like, all the fucking pop sounds.
But no, I've just, like, I just never liked the way Tyler Perry, like, depicted his movies and his characters.
Mm-hmm.
And a great example of that, and the great example of the way I feel, is that Boondocks episode that he was so mad about he got banned.
And the crazy thing is, you can't find it on any streaming service.
Nope.
You have to go through some illegal methods to watch that episode.
Luckily, I caught that episode.
Yeah, I did too. That shit. And the funny thing too is, like, when I saw it, was when it first came out, so I was younger, so I didn't put two and two together. I just thought it was a funny episode, and then like I saw it again on Twitter, like the clip, and I was like, oh my god, this really is Madea.
Yup.
But it's true though, like, cause I remember. I want to say my sophomore year of college. I think me and my friends were just talking about Tyler Perry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had said that, you know, all the dark-skinned dudes are always the villain. Then you have the light-skinned savior. And then all the women are always struggling. Like, no matter, like, how well they're doing financially, they're always struggling somehow. They're lonely.
It's always some lonely ass, like, emotional struggle. And I'm pretty sure, ladies, y'all not out there like that. Like,
yeah, because A Diary of a Mad Black Woman was good because it follows the same like dark skin villain and all that good shit. But at the time, it was like, oh my gosh! And then this is for a lot of people, me included. That was the first time I introduced to Madea as a character, and Madea was hilarious back then. Now Madea is doing every goddamn thing. They got a Madea Goes to Walmart movie. Madea. Third Halloween, fourth Christmas. Like, there was just too many goddamn movies. I don't know.
She be sucking dick with Nick Cannon. Like, there's so much shit. Like, there's so much fun.
Oh, my God. Bro, but, yeah, I used to be a humongous Tyler Perry fan. Like, I used to actively try to collect all the plays and movies.
The plays were good.
Yeah, the plays are good. I used to always skip the fucking songs. I used to hate. Bro, because it's like, I don't care about your fucking. Stop singing Negro spirituals. I don't want to hear that shit. I just want to watch a goddamn play. This ain't a fucking musical. Shut your ass up.
Oh, man.
I used to hate that shit so much. But the movie that made me stop being a Tyler Perry fan was, Madea's?
All of them?
No. Oh, you a fucked up nigga. No, I think it was one with Bow Wow in it. I think it's Madea's Family Reunion or Happy Family Reunion or something like that.
Something such.
It's the only one with Bow Wow in it. When I tell you it was such a crappy movie, like, I think for a lot of people, that's when they're like, yeah, Tyler Perry needs to stop making movies. Because it was bad. Like, so the whole premise is, like, it's this family. So the mother, I think the mother dies, and the siblings all come back together for her funeral. And a whole bunch of, like, crazy family secrets come out. So essentially, Bow Wow's character, his sister's actually his mom, and like his mom was raped by like I think like the uncle or some crazy
what
shit.
The fuck?
Like a lot of shit was just kind of dropped, and then that was the end of the movie. Like, we find out that his sister's actually his mom, literally right before the credits roll. Like Madea says it, and then it's like, all right, end of the movie.
I talk a lot of shit about Tyler Perry, but there is one part of, I forgot what movie of it, that I actually really like. The grip ball scene, where she took the pot and launched that shit at that nigga. And he was bald, so it made the part even funnier for me, because I was like, god damn, his brain is melting. Like,
my favorite Madea scene is in A Diary of a Mad Black Woman, where she cuts the couch in half, and she's like, which part you want? You want this part or that part? Because she take it half, so you only have which half you want. That is one of the most iconic scenes ever. But back to Orlando Brown. That nigga needs to go to rehab or something.
Yo, mental health is a serious topic.
Mm-hmm.
He needs help. And hopefully he gets it one day.
Yeah, because that was so, like, left field. Because when... Because the headline said... What did it say? It said, Orlando Bloom alleges sexual encounter with Nick Cannon.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa, what is this?
What are you talking about?
So I look at the video, and the video, you know, it's him saying, like, I know you want me to say it. I know all y'all have been asking me, or whatever the hell he says.
You know what I really wanted to know? Where the fuck was he?
Yeah, like, first of all, who did he think wanted to know that? Like, I can't remember ever there being a rumor of Eddie from fucking That's a Raven sucking this nigga's dick. Like, I don't remember that ever being a rumor.
Oh my gosh.
Like, this man made up a rumor about his old damn self.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Somebody was wilding out for sure. I don't really know who it was, but I don't know, Nick. I don't know.
But Nick's response was so funny. It was just pretty much like, he was like, it's possible that I've, you know, crossed paths with him because we're both child stars, but yeah, I don't know that nigga.
You know what's funny? They pulled up a pic. I love Twitter, man. They pulled up a picture of him actually shaking hands with, like, Orlando Brown,
mm-hmm.
And it really looked like Orlando Brown was, like, a fan in that picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, like, Nick Cannon was like, oh, hey, how you doing? You want an autograph? And I don't even think he realized that he was shaking hands with Orlando Brown.
He probably knew of him because of the show, because the show was a big deal back when it was out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at that time, like, Nick Cannon wasn't, like, some superstar, but he was definitely a tier above.
He was drumlining it up at that around that time.
Yeah, so he was definitely, like, a tier above the dude who played Eddie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. But it happens a lot with child stars. Like, a lot of child stars, they struggle a lot with, like, after the show ends, their life just died, like, a downward spiral. Like, it happens, like, almost, like, I don't want to say every child star, but a good chunk of them.
Why do you think that happens?
I think it's two reasons, right? So, I think reason number one, I think it depends on two things, right? It depends on how young they were when they became child stars, and two, how easy was it for them to get a role afterwards? Because a lot of the child stars who did well after their show or movie ended were the ones who were able to get roles after that, right?
Yeah, they had steady work.
The ones who've always, like, end up, like, on drugs or struggling or whatever are the ones who couldn't find work afterwards, right? Mm. And I think the age thing also is a big thing because, look at, perfect example is Miley Cyrus, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Miley Cyrus became a child star was around the time when she was, like, a preteen / teenager. So you are going through one of the most, like, confusing times of your life, and everyone is looking at you. You can't really do anything because everyone's judging you. So, like, you have all these, like, bottled up, like, emotions and experiences, and, you know, she can't do normal teenage shit.
Mm, yeah, no, you're not gonna have a normal life at that point.
She's now the face. Not only she's the face of Disney, but she's also the face of, like,
a brand
and of, like, what a child should be, like, the ideal child.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, like, you know, once she branched away from Disney, she had that little wilding out piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie to you, when she was I guess you could say hip-hop artist. I don't really want to say that, but, like, when she was a hip-hop artist, I actually fucked with a lot of her music. But she's a good example. Who's another good example? Orlando Brown. the girl, oh, I can't remember her name, but she played Stephanie on Full House.
Mm-hmm.
She struggled, like, a lot because she couldn't find any work. She had gotten accustomed to being a celebrity. And then, you know, once the show ended, her lines started drying up. She couldn't find any, like, acting work. She wasn't getting invited to all these, like, A-list parties anymore. Mm. So, you know, she turned to drugs. She was homeless for a little bit, but she actually bounced back. Some of them can't bounce back.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, man. It's...
Yeah. So I think age definitely has a factor because when Miley Cyrus blew up was when she was, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
You know? same thing with the Mary Kate and Ashley, the Olsen twins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were child stars since they were babies.
Yeah.
You know, so pretty much from infancy until, you know, I want to say young adulthood, they were celebrities and everyone was looking at them.
Yeah, they're pretty like, popular for a good portion of that time. And
yeah, and I think it's good to point out that look at the Smiths, like Willow and Jaden, mm-hmm. right? They had the potential to be child stars, and then they kind of just stopped, you know? Because I remember when Karate Kid came out, you saw Jaden almost everywhere. Because Karate Kid came out, and then Willow dropped her song, Whip My Hair Back and Forth. Mm-hmm. And then you just didn't hear from them until, like, they were, like, teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a good move on both Will and Jada. But also, Will, he had an interview. And he was saying how... And Willow was doing her world tour.
Yeah, I saw that.
She was like, all right, I'm done. And he was like, no. You promised Mr. Jay-Z.
Wait a minute. We talked to Jay yesterday. Yeah. What are you talking about?
He said, you're going
to
do 3 more shows. And she was like, Daddy, I'm done.
He said, oh, Jay going to bust my ass.
He's like, damn, that's like $2 million out my pocket.
Yeah,
right?
Mama have to rap for your ass again.
Oh, man. But I think that was a good, thing that they did. Instead of forcing their kids to continue, they allowed their kids to grow. And like despite what everyone says, yeah, Jaden's a little on the weird side.
No, but I fuck with his music though.
His music is A1. I personally think he's a better rapper than his dad.
Yo, his creative mindset when it comes to music, that's deep. Like
it's
pretty
really good.
Good.
It's really
he's
good.
Good.
I mean, he also does so much. Like he started a vegan food truck for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
He has a
water system going to Flint like every month.
Yeah, like he's an activist. And the thing too is like he doesn't publicly like advertise for it. Like,
yeah,
people
advertise more than he does about what he does.
And you know, and Willow's like a big I don't say activist, but she's a big outspoken person.
Whoa, we got a nigger situation here.
She's an outspoken person about like woman like gender rights and sexual freedom and stuff like that. Because I don't wanna be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she identifies as a pansexual, I think. Because I remember I saw a clip of Red Table Talk, and I want to say she came out as being pan. I'm not entirely sure, so don't quote me, but I know for a fact that I'm 99.9% sure that she's not, like, 100% straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's cool, because I feel like, I think... It's good because you can see how they're supported emotionally by their parents,
mm-hmm.
which is something that a lot of us lack from our parents. It's like our parents will support us like financially.
Yeah, they'll provide for us. They'll give us food, you know. But like when it comes to like emotions and like learning how to deal with them or just getting them off your chest in general, that sometimes that's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like sometimes... It's the parents are, like, not being open enough to hear their child out. And then sometimes it's, like, the child not willing to open up to their parent. Maybe they don't trust them fully. Maybe some other reason. But it's definitely an issue.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. So, yeah, I remember I saw a tweet that if the Smiths made, like, a How to Parent book, I would buy it. I definitely would buy it.
Yeah, no, I would buy it. Like,
yeah, because they're doing something right.
Yeah, no, just the creative freedom that they give their children. You mm-hmm. see what they put out and you see what they do. It's not like Will's forcing Jaden to be an activist or anything. He just did it off of his own will. So, like, if my child is doing those types of things off of their own will, I think I'm doing something pretty good here. Like, I'm going in the right direction.
And I also think it plays into the fact when you think about, like, who the parents are, right? So, Will went from being a rapper... to an actor on a funny sitcom to being he's won like a couple of awards.
Mm-hmm.
He's like an established A-list actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. Regardless of what you got to say about some of his movies, like, yeah, he has some bad movies, but he has some phenomenal movies.
No, Pursuit of Happiness, man, that's still one of my favorite movies.
7 Pounds, Concussions. Like, there's so many movies that he's been in that are iconic. Compared to the movies that where it's like, oh, it wasn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another thing too is that like Jada herself, she's done a lot of like she was in A Different World. She was in I'm getting my black card removed for not knowing this. The movie with her, it's like her, Queen Latifah, they rob a bank, they all die. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, you losing your black card?
Yeah,
too,
no,
then.
Apparently, yeah. Black card. I'm surprised they didn't break through the. Ew, fuck are these niggas doing?
Niggas. Oh, my bad. I meant to say, I wanted to combine Knicks and Lakers. I didn't mean to say Niggas.
Yeah, no, we're Nakers out here. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah. What are you talking about? But no, and she, I found this out recently that Jada was in, she had her own rock band.
I didn't know that either. Oh, that's nice to me.
So, like, I think it makes sense that Willow and Jaden are so diverse in terms of, like, creativeness because their parents are diverse, you know?
Yeah, and I like that Jada and Will put their differences aside to raise their children.
Yeah.
And how they did it. Like, they just managed. They put everything that they might have not agreed upon, put it to the side and said, okay, we're going to raise these children.
Mm-hmm.
And much respect to them for that.
All right, so that is that for current events. I'm gonna think of a cooler name than current events. Like, I feel like current events is kind of like so dry. I need to add some seasoning, you know, just
Sazon, like, little Sazon.
Yeah, little Sazon, little Mrs. Dash, you feel me?
Little Lori seasoning salt, you feel? Oh, I seen a post on Twitter that it was like, if your cabinet isn't filled with, like, it had, like, the spice classic spices, adobos on there, sazon. If it's not filled with that, you can't cook. And I agree with them 100%.
If I go into your spice, first of all, if you don't have a spice closet, that's a problem.
Yo, if you don't have a spice closet, can you show me the door?
Yeah, for real. Like, I don't want to eat your food. Like, but if you have one and it's just black pepper and salt, I'm leaving.
I'm questioning you first and then I'm leaving. Like, how you eat this stuff and then I'm gone. Like,
Salt,
it can't be just salt and pepper. Listen, if you're listening and you just put salt and pepper on your food, change that. Because it's gonna change your life.
Yeah, you will. For the better.
For the better, for sure.
But yeah, so let's move on to our game. And our game is the same as last week. And the game is One Gotta Go.
Yeah, this is my favorite game. So I can't wait.
All right. So the first one, it is, if I can get my handy dandy sheet out, it is Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake. I'm going to do two, right? So one is with Chance and one's without Chance.
So the one with Chance, yeah, he's going.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's how I was like, I'm going to just take him out. Originally, it was the four of them, and I was like, Chance is going to be so easy.
Chance, this is where Chance fucked up with me. After, not even like, I liked the coloring book. A lot of people are like, oh, I didn't fuck with coloring book, he talked about God, No, I like that. I like talking about God. Praise to the Almighty. But This new shit you on? Where the drugs at, man? Because Acid Rain was my shit. I was bumping that shit every day in high school. And 10 Day. And like, what the... Like, I fuck with the spirituality. But like, I don't know. It's like you changed the style too. And it was like just... And people were like, oh, I don't like Acid Rain. He sounds like he's speaking gibberish. I want the gibberish. Like... Like, I was, my man, like, my cocoa butter, like, yo, all of that shit was fire. Like,
bring,
where did that go?
Gibberish back.
Where did that go?
Yeah.
So, the one with Chance, he's out. So, we're doing the three, Kendrick, J. Cole, and,
And Drake? Yeah.
Drake is going.
Okay.
I'll say this. Drake is definitely, like... As far as, like, artist, entertainer, like, you can't not put him in the conversation of, like, best in the game just off of, like, his level of, like, being an entertainer alone. Like, mm-hmm. You hear Drake's name, and there's, like, already, like, 100,000 people following that name just because he's Drake. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if you're like that, you're doing something correct. But as far as, like, my preference, yeah, Drake... he lost my preference. Like, I was a big fan of old Drake.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Big fan of old Drake. Thank Me Later, Take Care. Even Nothing Was the Same was on, like, that vibe of, like, okay, yeah, I can still bump this. But it was, like, after that, he got commercialized.
Yeah.
And, like, that was when it was, like, yeah, it's over.
For me, if I were to do it with Chance, it definitely would be Chance. And it's not even because, like, his last album flopped. It's more so, like, I've never really been, like, a humongous Chance fan. Like, there were, like, a couple of songs that I fucked with heavy. And then, but I wouldn't say, like, oh, like, you know, put on some Chance, you feel me? Like, that wouldn't be, like, one of my
go-to. Yeah, no, with his new, like, what mood do you bump that in? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm hopping in the shower, put on the shower. I'm going to go get groceries. Throw on groceries real quick. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, there's no, like... Like, I'm not gonna, like, be thinking in my thoughts and just put on, like, Chance. Yeah, but I can't see that going down like that.
Yeah, yeah. With the three, this one is really hard for me, right? Because I really fucked with Drake back in the day, you know? Drake, to me, was that nigga. And, you know, Drake now, I feel like it's more... It's like what you said, like, commercialized, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't really heard him rap about some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of the stuff that he makes now is, like, I know people are going to fuck with it because, like, it's relatable, but it's not really coming from him.
Yeah, nah, you can see it. And, like, that's why I like Kendrick and J. Cole so much. Because, like,
yeah,
even like, though they take eons to drop music sometimes.
Well, in J. Cole's defense, he has been working with Dreamville a lot.
Yeah, no, that is true. He's been working with Dreamville a lot.
Yeah.
But K-Dot, where you at, bro?
He's supposed to dropping something this year, so fingers crossed.
Bro, I'm getting to the point where, like, it's just like, I get to that point with Kendrick where I'm like, okay, I need it, and I need it now, bro. Like, I'm itching, bro. I'm starting to shake, man.
Like, this Sunday, I started listening to old Kendrick album because I was like, bro, I really want... Because there's this new artist. He's from the Netflix show Rhythm and Flow. He's actually the guy who won. D-Smoke. So good.
What's his name?
D-Smoke.
D-Smoke. All right, I'm going to look him up after the show.
D-Smoke. He has a song. I only heard two songs. The one that I heard that I really liked and fucked with was No Commas. Mm-hmm. And it has a very, like, Kendrick, like, sound to it. Like,
mm-hmm.
If I were to play this song for you, and I'd be like, oh, guess who this is? You'd be like, yo, when did Kendrick change his voice? Like, it sounds like a Kendrick song.
Mm.
So maybe miss, like, Kendrick. Mm-hmm. So I listened to Kendrick almost all Sunday long. And, yeah, I need a new Kendrick. Oh, yo, I know you remember when they promised us that goddamn album that never came?
Listen, to mash, like, the hurt I feel from them promising this shit and then never delivering. I don't even, like, bring it up sometimes because it's like, yo, I could go off about it because y'all dropped that one little Black Friday teaser,
mm-hmm.
and then was like, nah, I don't really feel like it. Like,
fuck it, I don't feel like doing it no more.
What the fuck do you... Bro, you can't promise a collab like that,
mm-hmm.
that would have destroyed the game. Niggas would... Do you know how many other collab albums, like, would have tried to, like... Niggas would have been like, oh, bro, come on, we got to do this now because you would have seen, like T.Y. Dollar Sign and, like... At the time, like, August Alsina, like, getting the studio, it was like, bro, let's sing our hearts out. And, like,
yeah.
Like, there would have been so much other, like, collabs, like the Jadakiss and Fabulous collab. It would have been so many other
and
ones.
The
like,
the thing, too, is that, like, if you listen to the Dreamville, they use some, like, they use a little bit of Kendrick vocals in,
mm-hmm,
in,
yeah.
in his stuff. So, like, we know that they have a good relationship. Like, they fuck with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they fuck with each other.
But it's just, I was so... And, you know, the worst part about it, too, was they promised that shit in February. When's my birthday, David?
February 12th.
Eggs, fucking... I was all like, oh, they're gonna drop it on my birthday. It's gonna be lit. I'm excited. Then February came. Then March came. Then April came. Then we eventually got to December. And then their whole new year came. And now it's 2020, and still no goddamn album.
Can you see now? Can you both see fucking clearly what we need? Please. Like, if it's just the fucking three song, I don't give a damn. Nigga will run up three songs.
Give me five songs, and I'll leave y'all alone for the rest of y'all lives. I will. I promise I will. But y'all gave me one little... That's not even a tease. It's literally like, I put my dick in the pussy a little bit. I put the tip of the tip in the pussy. Y'all, you know, like, all right, that's enough. No more. You know how upsetting that would be? You didn't put the whole tip in. It's the tip of the tip.
Call it quits. All right, yeah, I'm done. You done here? What would you do if that happened?
I mean, I would stop because, you know, consent.
Yeah.
But I would be an upset nigga. Like,
I'd be pretty tight. I'd be like...
So could you suck it?
Like...
Could you do something with it? No? All right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I'll just wiggle it around in the air a little bit. Maybe I'll feel something then. Like... Oh, God.
Can you touch it just a little?
Oh, man.
Bro, I know someone that happened to, actually.
I do, too.
I think almost a lot of dudes know someone that happened
to. Yeah. Yeah.
But his story was... Ooh. So, pretty much, like, they were kissing or whatever, and they were, you know, doing adult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the condom on, and he was about to put it in, and homegirl started bawling. Like, when I say bawling, I mean, like, snot coming out her nose, crying, like sobbing, hyperventilated. He was like, whoa, are you okay? Like, did I hurt you? Like, what's going on? And she didn't know why she was crying. Like, she was just, it just happened.
She didn't have a reason?
No, like, first, she's embarrassed now, so she doesn't want to do it. And he's like, nah.
We can wipe that shit away, bro.
He was done. He was like, I don't want to, I'm good.
Oh, no, I'm flashing my memory, like, that shit ain't happening. Let's run it back. You good? We all right? Why?
No, bro, I would be like,
First, we would have to have a conversation, though, to, like, make sure, like, you all right, like, home-wise, like, you good?
Yeah.
But then after that, like, so, can we get this going? Like,
I was about to enjoy myself, so,
Let's hit replay.
But yeah, so back to this game. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Drake too, just cause I fuck with Kendrick and J. Cole way too much. Especially like Kendrick. Like Kendrick, like legit saved. Like my favorite song of all time is "Real" by Kendrick off the
Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah. Like that song, even now, still like touches me. In a way where, like, you know, like I have, like, such a strong emotional response. Like I can't listen to that song in public. That's how, like,
yo, much that I, song I feel like me. Everybody has, like, maybe, like, a good, like, maybe, like, five songs that they can't listen to in public. Because, yeah. Like, they just touch. Yo, yeah, nah, Kendrick, bro, like, dad, yo, honestly, Kendrick saved my life, to keep it a buck, bro.
Yo, same. No.
And yeah. I'm gonna just keep it real with y'all. Like, yeah, nah, Kendrick, like, To Pimp a Butterfly... Like, that is my fake... That would be my favorite work of all time. Like, somebody would have to, like... Kendrick would have to drop something else that only he could beat that.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's nobody else out there that's beating that for me. And, like, yo, when the time he dropped that, I was going through so much, like, shit. And, like, it connected so... Like, bro, like... Yo, I can't even explain, like, the feeling. Like, even now when I listen to it, I'm like... I listen to it, even now, I pick the times to listen to it when, like, I'm going through a lot, or I need to, like, think and work something through, I'll throw in To Pimp a Butterfly, like, the whole thing. Oh, here we go with the applause, yeah. I'll throw in the whole thing, and just let it play all the way through. Like, yeah. I know, like, all the words to every song. It's one of those, it's that type of project for me, man.
That was new with Section 80. I used to, because one... When I discovered Kendrick was when he had just released Section 80.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to play it back to
That was around... that was around the time where I first ran into Kendrick 2 was definitely around like Section 80 era.
But yeah, all right. So let's move on to the next one. So one of these got to go. My Hero Academia.
Oh.
Dragon Ball Z. Naruto or Bleach?
I feel like you're gonna be disappointed with my answer, but my reason is gonna save me.
Okay.
I'm gonna say My Hero.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say My Hero because the other three laid a good foundation for My Hero.
That makes sense. Honestly, that makes sense. For me, it was a strong tie between Dragon Ball Z and Bleach. Now let me explain why. Let me explain why. So I'm gonna do Bleach. Bleach is the easiest. With Bleach, it had so much potential, and then the last arc. No. The last two arcs were terrible. Pretty much after the whole Aizen thing, They should have just ended the show / manga. But they continued it, and it was so bad. Like, Bleach, at one point, my favorite anime, where it was Bleach, One Piece, Naruto, then Fairy Tail.
Mm-hmm.
Both Bleach and Fairy Tail are no longer on that list. and honestly, like, and the reason why for me is because, one, you know, I expanded my horizon with anime.
Mm-hmm.
And two is because Bleach just fumbled the bag. And the thing that I liked about Bleach the most was, like, yo, almost every character had drip. Like, even to this day, I don't know any other anime where, like, the main character's outfits, yo, his fits,
yo,
it
was on it, bro. Like, with the costume design within their characters, that shit was amazing, bro. That shit hit.
Yo, and, like, out of all of the super transformations, like, you know how, like, Goku goes Super Saiyan, Naruto has the what's that shit called?
The Ninetail Fox?
Yeah. When Ichigo went, when he did his fucking, Bankai, bro, that is the coolest looking transformation. The thing I like about it the most is that the fact that, like, his kimono kind of looks like a suit, kind of.
Yeah, no, that shit, bro, that shit hard, bro. Like, I thought I was the only one. Like, no, that shit look like a suit a little bit.
This is it. This go it. And then his blade is like, yo, it's just, everything about Bleach until, you know, until the last two arcs is amazing. It's a great anime. It's a great story. Another thing, too, is that Ichigo was different from all the other kind of main characters in Shonen, right?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't like some wide-eyed, loudmouth kid. He was kind of introverted. He was he felt like a normal teenager.
Yeah, no, he was pretty relatable. Like, he felt more relatable than some of the other characters in a way.
He felt like someone I knew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, for a lot of people like Naruto because, like, he was the underdog. And you saw him trying to overcome all of his struggles, right? But he was still fitting into that trope of, like, being a wide-eyed, loud-mouthed kid.
Mm-hmm.
But with Bleach, it was just so different. It was so cool. Like, everything about Bleach until, you know, those last two terrible arcs, I was just, like, enamored. Like, it was just so, like, awesome.
They really should have topped it off right there. Yeah. Like,
and I know there was, like, a lot of plot holes and stuff. Well, not plot holes, but, like, there were a lot of, like, unanswered questions if
listen,
they did that.
Listen, it happens. But that made a great show.
I would have rather the questions not have been answered.
Yeah, no. I totally agree.
It ends right here. Because it's just...
No, I totally agree.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I said Dragon Ball Z, why it was a tie, was because if you ever get a chance, rewatch Dragon Ball Z. After the Frieza arc, it's not really that good.
Oh, no. That shit gets dry as, trust me. I remember freshman year, I went to school in PA. Bro, that was one of the things I spent a lot of my time doing was watching anime.
Mm-hmm.
And, yo, after the Frieza arc, I literally was, like, melting into my bed, like, waiting for, like, okay, yeah, no, this, but the next arc, and, yeah, no, it didn't happen for the Cell, like, that didn't come for a brick.
Yeah, yeah.
And even when it, guys, calm down. even when it came, it was, like, it started off slow as fuck. Yeah. And I was, like, just, like, bro, please, something happened. Please. I was like dying.
And the thing too is that Toriyama, the guy who made Dragon Ball, he said it himself that he kind of had a hard time thinking of another villain after Frieza, and you can
you can see it. You can definitely see it in the show.
So I say, and that's the reason why I say Dragon Ball Z is because like Dragon Ball Z, even though like it, you know, Dragon Ball Z kind of started like the whole like action battle shonen trope, but it has like there's so many good characters in that universe that you never really get a chance to shine the way they should. And I always hated that. And I hated the fact of how, like, reliant they were
on Goku. When all of them could have just fucked people up on a consistent basis most of the time.
Yeah, like, the thing that I hate most about Dragon Ball is the fact that the strongest human, which is Krillin, can't do shit.
Another thing that pissed me off about it was the use of Majin Buu. Now, Majin Buu gave Goku a good... This nigga had to turn to Super Saiyan 3. He gave Goku a good run for his money. But they do not use this nigga. Like ever. It's always like, Goku, where you at, bro? But you got fucking Majin Buu right there. And the nigga listen to the Hercules. So, like, if that nigga in trouble, what the fuck? He gonna fight somebody? Like...
The thing, too, that annoyed me about the Buu series is that... So, you know,
it took so long to kill Super Buu.
He wrote himself into a corner. So pretty much he said, like, so what should have happened was Goku turned Super Saiyan 3 and just killed Kid Buu. But for whatever reason, Toriyama had to drag that shit out.
Bro, why did it take so long to kill this nigga?
They had to use the power of the entire like Earth to beat Majin Buu, which also was like, wait a minute, it took all the power from all living creatures on Earth to beat him? Why wasn't he, like, wiping the floor with the, like,
no, that's
they
what
should
I'm
all be dead?
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying, like, they had to do all this shit to kill him, but then, like, whenever the other fucking arcs came, or, like, somebody else came around the corner, it was like, oh, no, he doesn't have that power anymore, so, well, like, what the fuck? What do you mean?
And he just had so many transformations. Like, I feel like he should have just stopped at, like, his ultimate evil form.
Yeah, no. Like, why
Kid,
the fuck?
Don't get me wrong. Kid Buu is cool. But I think it would have been a lot better if they just either started with Kid Buu or they did, like, the Fat Buu and then he turned into Kid Buu.
No, yeah. They should have went Fat Buu to Kid Buu. Why? Super Buu was not necessary.
Yeah. Because they either didn't need Kid Buu or they didn't need Super Buu. And I'd rather have Kid Buu because... That nigga crazy.
Yeah, no, Kid Buu, that nigga nuts. Yeah. And, Kid Buu was, like, my favorite, like, villain, and he's still, like, up there as far as, like, favorite villains for me.
I feel like a lot of people like the Buu saga because of Kid Buu, but I feel like if you took him out, no one would like that saga.
Yeah, no, yo, that shit would have been ass, because, one, it took way too long to kill Super Buu, and, like, there was too much stupid shit happening at that time.
Yeah.
And, like... Bro, like, oh, God, the transformation, like, problem they were going through, it just drug so long. There were so many, like, issues I had with that arc. And
yeah. We're not even going to talk about GT. Anyway.
Oh, please don't do it. Please.
So one day we're going to have a Dragon Ball episode. We're just going to talk everything about Dragon Ball. But for right now, we're going to go back to the game. So one of these got to go. You have Ben 10. Avatar, Kid's Name, no, what is it? Code name Kids Next Door, well, tongue twister, and Danny Phantom.
Avatar is definitely a keep. Like, bro, that was like, as far as like Nick shows and like, that shit was like that.
Yeah.
That shit was like that. You know how bad a nigga wanted to be an earthbender?
Oh, I wanted to be a waterbender,
I wanted to be an earthbender because of Toph, to be honest.
I can see that. I either wanted to be a waterbender or I wanted to be an airbender.
Air was second for me because air was tough. Like, if you really, like, sit and thought about it, air was a tough thing to bend.
I think I wanted to be a waterbender because I took the quiz and I got waterbender. So I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to be a waterbender. Yeah.
Out of those, I think I am nixing Danny Phantom. And it was actually pretty hard for me. It was pretty hard. Wait a minute. Run it back again. I want to make sure, like...
You have Ben 10.
Because the face you made was like, holy... Oh, no. Yeah, Danny Phantom getting next. Ben 10 was that nigga.
Yo, my heart, son.
For me, bro, I wish I could see his face, bro. The face he gave me was like, oh god.
Cause I swore you're gonna say kids.
No, that shit was that shit, bro. That shit had me geeked when I was a kid.
It's good, but like, yo, Danny Phantom, bro, like that was my shit.
Bro, I was addicted to Codename Kid Next Door.
I was too, but out of that four, first of all,
bro, you know how bad I wanted to be like number like 999 on that shit. Bro, I'm like,
I ain't gonna lie to you, son. I was waiting. I was like, yo, when the fuck are they gonna recruit
me? Yo, for real, me? I'm like, fuck is my recruit at, bro?
What if, like, they don't draft kids? Like, what's good?
like, y'all out here, like, bro, when am I gonna get the invite to the treehouse type shit? Like,
yo, I'm for real. I already had a number and everything, bro. I was prepared.
Yo, I was ready, bro. And then he had, like, the other numbers that turned, like, evil. I was like, I got them. We gonna squad up. Me and the bros gonna catch these mofos, like. And then it didn't happen.
And then when I found out that, like, you know, you could still be in KND even if you are a teenager, I was like, oh, say less.
No, I'm just lifetime sign up right here, yeah. Bro. Like,
lifetime membership, sign me up.
Yo, for real, I'm signing on the dotted line. You feel me?
But yeah. So for me, I'm not gonna lie, it was a tie between Kids Next Door and Danny Phantom, because Ben 10 wasn't going nowhere for me.
No, hell no. I love Ben 10. Avatar and Ben 10 were like those. Would you say those?
Yeah. Like. Yeah, so for me, it was kids Next Door, only because... Yo, I wish I could see David's face, bro. I said that, and David had that old dad face, like, I know this nigga lying. Yo, if looks could kill, I'll be a dead nigga right now.
Bro, you know what else I thought about simultaneously? The only thing that blew me about Ben 10 is when he turned into a monster that was not useful for whatever he was fighting.
What monster?
Like, whenever he just turned into a monster that didn't make sense at the time. Yeah.
But then somehow it still worked.
Yeah,
though.
But sometimes, like, I would be like, oh, what the fuck?
But that's what made the show so good.
Nah, true.
That's why, like, the series afterwards weren't anywhere near.
Yeah, they couldn't touch the original. Yeah. Like,
but yo, that nigga's OP as fuck. If you think about his powers, son. Especially since he has a god alien.
Yeah, bro. Like, that one.
Alien X. He's a legitimate god.
I was maxing out when y'all made that one.
Because, like, cause I saw a YouTube video, and apparently the lore is, it requires the, like, creator of Alien X to kill Alien X.
Yep, bro. That's in... What the fuck?
Yeah.
What was y'all doing?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, so, yeah, let's make one invincible one.
But he has a good, like, what you call it? A good, like, he had, so pretty much, he has to win a debate between these two, like, I can't think of the word. And I'm gonna beat myself up because I can't think of the fucking word. They're like consciousness. There's like a male voice and a female voice in Alien X's head, and Ben 10 has to be like the
voice of reason.
Yeah, like he has to pick a side or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's how like the whole thing operates. Mm-hmm. but yeah, so I said kids Next Door, only because Danny. So even though I'm terrified of ghosts, I still like ghost things, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So that's honestly the reason why. And then I followed Danny Phantom a lot more closely than I did Kids Next Door.
Mm.
Like,
okay.
Like, I was a lot more invested in the lore of Danny Phantom than I was in Kids Next Door. Mm-hmm. But I was invested. It was just more invested.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, so let's see. All right. So this next one, for me, is easy, but for you might be a little hard. You have Jay-Z, Tupac, Biggie, Nas.
I'm thinking, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thinking. Damn, it's crazy because I put Jay-Z and like Nas on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Damn, I can't phone a friend.
No, nigga, who you gonna phone?
I don't know. Mama, should I pick Jay-Z? Like, but yeah, no, I'm gonna pick Jay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I stole it from the internet, but when I saw it, I was like, Jay-Z, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Just cause like Tupac and Biggie, ain't nobody gonna say.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Like,
yeah.
They're nah, and Nas, I just. In terms of body of work, I fuck with a lot more of his stuff than I do Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, moving right along. Which one do I want to do first? I'm going to do this one first. Well, these both are kind of hard. All right. I'm gonna do this one first, and I'm going to do that one last.
All right, bet.
So, I have Static Shock.
Oh.
Gerald from Hey Arnold. Number 5 from Kids Next Door. And Black Panther.
Oh, Gerald is gone.
Nico, what?
Gerald is gone. Let me explain why.
You said that way too quickly.
No, because if I ever, like, that's the squad. Nigga, that's the squad. Ain't nobody touching me if I got Static Shock, Number 5, and fucking, who was the last person you said?
Black Panther.
Oh, and Black Panther? Bruh, I don't gotta, nigga, I could walk up to somebody and rock that shit. And everybody in my squad, they done. First of all, when you said Static Shock, it was already, he's not going nowhere, because that's the.
Oh, I could have told you that.
That's my, bro, when I tell you I grew up on that show, that was one show, every Saturday, I used to break my neck to get to watch that show.
All right, I'm making it harder. So, instead of Gerald, I'm going to put Cyborg.
Damn, that does make it harder. Mm-hmm. That was a good insert. You thought of that on the fly?
I did.
Oh, that
did,
was a good one. Damn. Fuck. Yeah, number 5's gone, if that's the case.
Okay, that makes sense. Because originally, for me, the original 4 was Piccolo, Gerald, number 5, and Fillmore from Fillmore. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, it sounds very familiar.
It was the black dude with glasses. He was a hall monitor, but like it would solve cases and shit in school.
Bro, it sounds so familiar. It's crazy.
If I showed it to you, probably.
Yeah.
That's why I erased it, because I was like, you probably doesn't remember it. But but yeah, I had put Piccolo, because Piccolo's honorary nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know if you peeped the theme of that one, but they were all black characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So with the original 4, with Static Shock, Gerald, number 5, and Black Panther, I would say, oh, this is tough. Cause Gerald is that's my nigga, bro. Like, Gerald was such a smooth dude. Like, when I think of smooth, I think of Gerald, bro.
Bro, he had game. Keep it a buck. Like, his game was like that.
Like, I feel like if Gerald was a real person, I feel like me and Gerald would just be chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, we would just be playing some video games, just chilling, living life. damn. All right, I'm gonna say Gerald too, though. Even though that's my nigga, because number 5 was like that.
Yeah,
like she wasn't the girl to mess with.
No, nah, fuck no. That's why she was in the squad.
Cause she was the vice captain. Even though they didn't have one, but she was the vice captain.
Bro. She was.
Yeah.
She was 5, but she was 2 in command.
Yeah, for real. all right. So the last one, is Spider-Man, Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain America.
Captain America.
You said that way too fast.
I've never been the biggest Captain America fan.
I haven't either, but I know a lot of people who fuck with Cap. That's why I put him there, because I couldn't think of anyone else. Damn. I was expecting you to say that fast. That's crazy.
He said we still got like 10 minutes, bro. Damn.
No, we're good on time. I just wasn't expecting you to say that shit so fast.
No, because everybody else in that scenario, I fuck with them heavy, and then Cap. Mm-hmm. Then you said Cap. I was like, oh, easy.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to make this a little harder then. Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, Vision. No, take a Vision, Nick Fury.
Yo, I'm nixing, like, Widow, Cap, and Nick Fury.
Wait, so you're only keeping Thor alive?
That's all I need.
Oh, I hate Thor, bro. I can't stand Thor.
Why?
I just nothing about him I like. I don't like. You feel like he's
OP or like you just like.
I just don't like him.
You just don't like Chris Hemsworth.
No, it's not even the. I actually don't mind the actor. I don't mind Chris Hemsworth. It's just I've never liked Thor. Like even before the movies, when I was introduced to him in what's that game called?
Injustice.
No, that's DC, bro.
Yeah, it is DC. Yeah, I'm fucking up.
What is it? Ultimate Alliance. There we go. I never liked him. I just never. He's honestly, he felt like the Aquaman of Marvel.
Oh, you bugging?
Which is crazy because Aquaman is tough.
Oh, you bugging? Yo, once they finally, somebody showcased like his power correctly. Like, yeah, he's tough.
Yeah, but the Aquaman at the time that I, because you know they made Aquaman seem like this kind of like arrogant. Talks the fish dude, you know.
Yeah, no, he always had that like I don't why did they where did that even come from?
Super Friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah they did, yeah. Yeah.
yeah, so for me it would be Thor, bro. I don't like Thor. I never like Thor. I don't like Black Widow either. I mean, okay, let me not say that.
I don't like how they like portray like what she can do. Cause I feel like they sell her short. I feel like
I wish she was more important. Like, cause I okay.
You know she's getting her own standalone.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna watch it. It looks really good.
Yeah, no, it did.
Okay, but here's my thing, right? I think of Black Widow the same way how I think of Batman in terms of they're both superheroes without superpowers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a suit like Iron Man. Mm-hmm. They don't have steroids like Captain America. You know, so they have to use, like, their mind and, like, you know, martial arts and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, in Justice League, Batman, he's that nigga. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, to the point where, like, he has a plan to kill...
Doom.
But the entire league. Like, if one of them, like, starts...
No, yeah, Doom. In the movie, Doom. That shit... Bro, Doom is one of my favorite movies because of that. Batman literally, like... He was like, oh, what did I do? At the end of the movie, like... Bro, he put all of their lives in danger because he had a whole fucking file on how to kill all of them. And he fell into the wrong hands.
And they were mad, but it's like... Think about it. He's the only actual human on the team.
He was like... And that's what he said. He was like, bro, like... I need a plan in case one of y'all motherfuckers decide to lose y'all shit.
And they were like, oh, well, we don't have a plan for you. Nigga, it's called a bullet.
Bro, Superman, all you gotta... And exactly. I'm gone.
Like, all y'all could kill me right now, it would be not a problem.
Y'all could kill me easier accidentally. Like, what the fuck?
Like, let Superman sneeze too hard in my direction. Exactly. But I'm gone.
Yeah, you're gone, bro. Like, the whole Batcave blowing the fuck up. Like,
yeah. You don't need a plan for me. It's called a bullet.
For real. This nigga Flash can break a whole force and y'all worried about fucking... What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. Like, don't get mad at me because I'm over here thinking logically. If y'all were smart, y'all would make a plan for the rest of them too.
That shit had me dying, bro. They was kind of tight at the end. They was like, bro, why do you even have these? And they're...
He's like... What do you mean? Why do I have these?
Because y'all are fucking superhuman and could.
Do y'all not know y'all powers?
Y'all can take over the earth pretty easily. Like,
Superman over here can literally pick up a truck like it's a goddamn paperweight.
And don't let him fly into the sun because then it's really fucking over.
Exactly.
So, like.
What do I have? Detective skills? What was I doing with that?
Bro, he's the. His battering about to fuck you up though. Like,
like what was he doing that, bro? Like what's going on here? If I was Batman in that situation, I would go off. Like, why are y'all looking at me like I'm crazy, the room, bro?
There was all in the room. It was all in the room, like, bro, Bat, you bugging. Oh, the mic. It was like, oh bro, you bugging, bro.
Yo, your mic scared me, son, because I can hear it falling, and it sounded like my house was about to, like, blow up. I was about to start crying, yo. I thought it was over.
Oh, damn. My fault.
But no, yo, if I was Batman in that situation, I would legit look at them like, so let me get this straight. Y'all are mad because y'all are damn near gods, and I was like, what if they decide to become the devil?
Yeah, no, like, Bro, it was pretty reasonable. His reason, like, why would, huh? Yeah. Like, y'all wouldn't do the same. You better get out of here.
Yo, for real.
Superman y'all talking all that hot me. Shit. Everybody else mad. He said, fuck wrong with y'all.
Oh, my God. But yeah, no, so back to what I was originally saying. Like, Black Widow, I don't know what she does.
Me neither.
Like, I mean, I know what her power, well, what her abilities are, mm-hmm. but how is she a crucial member to the team? Now, it would be cool if they use her spy abilities and have her, like, sneak around and get files and shit, but they never do that.
I feel like it's gonna be, like, she's like any other spy, not to be a dick, mm-hmm. but I feel like she's like any other spy, though, like...
Yeah.
Like...
The way I look at her is like the same way, like,
it's I look
like
at Nick Tom Cruise.
Huh? Oh, because of Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Mission Impossible. Like,
but I'm saying, like, in terms of like that universe, they would make her character 10 times more like likable. Is that, like, you know, if they're fighting like this big baddie mm-hmm. and they need to like infiltrate like a base or something, they send their fucking friendly neighborhood spy.
Yeah, no, bro. Like, I feel like I can agree with that. Like, their uses of her aren't the best.
Yeah. Because I feel like she was just kind of like an add-on. Like, here's a spy. We have a soldier, so we need a spy.
Huh. You guys shoots arrows. You got a soldier. You got some freakishly large dude. Oh, a spy. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. I even like Hawkeye better. And Hawkeye.
Yeah, no. I. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. So. Oh, bro code. I almost forgot about bro code. Wow.
Oh, no, crazy. Not the bro code.
That's crazy. All right. So, like we did last week, we always end the show in a thing we call bro code, where we give you little tips to live your life by. And the tip for this week is, David, take it away.
So, before I came, I decided to wash my ass. And that's about to be the bro code for y'all. Wash your ass.
And use deodorant.
Because, like... It's too many people out here not washing their ass.
And that includes your legs.
Yeah, yo, that includes every part of your fucking body. If you a nigga, scrub under your balls. If you a female, scrub your boom boom. What the fuck? Can't be walking around here like a fucking fish market. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Jesus. Niggas smelling like meat and potatoes. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, damn.
David, I hate you, bro. I can't stand you.
Damn. Man, pretty simple. Basic. Like, I'll be like, why don't you got no... Because you don't wash yourselves. Fucking hygiene. It's simple. Brush your teeth and wash your ass.
Yo, you remember when, like, there was this thing going on Twitter where niggas was really saying, like, they don't wipe their butt after they shit?
Yo.
They think that shit's gay?
I'm pretty sure, like... I think I logged out of Twitter for, like, a good, like, 2 weeks because, like, I couldn't do it, bro. It was niggas really out here like, bro, that shit is gay, bro. Wiping your ass, you gonna put a hand in your butthole? Like, y'all niggas is nasty. What the fuck? Y'all don't wipe y'all, bro. And then y'all be out here like, damn, bro, I don't get no bitches. Well,
you smell like shit.
You're sitting shit. You smell like shit. I wonder why.
Oh my God! It smells like an unwashed armpit. 24/7. Out here, like
it's gay to wipe your ass, bro. How low have we stooped?
Yo, could you? No, I'm thinking about like they girl. Like they say they got a girl, right?
Yeah.
And they about to do it, and she's like, "The fuck is that? What is that stench?" And she looked down, and all she see is this huge shit stain in his pants.
And then she gonna ask, like, why the fuck is that there? And then he's gotta be the nigga to explain, it's gay.
I don't wipe my ass.
Because it's gay. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I don't wipe my ass because, like, listen to this sentence. I don't wipe my ass because it's gay. What?
Yo, y'all niggas worry about the wrong things. What you need to worry about is you not getting a rash. You about to get a diaper
for
rash
real, you about
at
to get
age
a di-
35.
For real, like, damn.
He goes to the doctor. This is about your fifth time getting a diaper rash this week, bro. You need to wipe your butt.
Didn't I tell you? Buy some baby wipe shit. Like, if you, like, do I need to give lessons? She smack all y'all. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Man, damn. Let me find somebody who don't wipe their ass. I was gonna say I was gonna fight them, but fuck that shit. You got it, bro, because I ain't getting near your stench. Keep that shit to your damn self. Niggas don't wipe their ass. I'm gonna throw toilet paper at them. They gonna start screaming.
Yo, when I was in college, bro, there was this dude. He wasn't a student. He was this girl's boyfriend, right? And every time he would walk past the desk, all you smelled was shit. Bro, the whole lobby would stink, bro. And I was like, this nigga don't wipe his ass. I could already.
Yeah, he would have got a good pass from me. He would have, like, he wouldn't have had to go into the, like, his, he wouldn't have had to sign him in the shit, bro. Like, he would have.
Oh, my. And his breath stink, yo. Like, yo, pick a struggle.
But he had a girl.
That's what I said.
She got a nose.
Oh, you don't smell that?
She Voldemort in this shit with no nose. Like,
you don't, when y'all cuddle, you don't smell that at all.
You don't smell that? Like, do you just, that's one big thing to ignore.
Like, he ain't cute neither.
Like,
pick a struggle, bro. Pick a struggle.
Bro, like, you striking out in a bunch of categories. Like, you're not even just.
Man. Oh, yeah. All right. So, my bro code is. Yo, David, shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
Yo, I can't stand David, y'all.
Oh, man.
Bro, what would you do, son, if, like, you was chilling with your niggas, and one of your boys was like, yeah, I don't want my ass because it's gay.
We not friends no more.
I'm like, so get out of my couch. You stand there for the rest of the day.
Bro, you got one cup. No, like, bro, I don't even know what to. I'm going to just ask you to leave, because I'm not going to know what to say in that moment. Like, you going to have to give me time to reflect on, like, damn, I fucked up. Like, I'm friends with a nigga who don't wipe his ass. I never cleared that shit before. Like, I never. Damn, I thought this nigga just stepped in dog shit a lot. Like, god damn. Like.
We just thought you got an odor, bro. This whole time, we got a whole group chat about it. Like, we didn't know how to tell you.
Why this nigga's natural aroma is shit? I don't know, bro. I don't know. Maybe he just not. Oh, maybe he's just some unlucky nigga. Like.
You know what I'm thinking, about right now, son? You bring him over, and your mom's like, never bring that nigga over again. He is not allowed to sit in my good couch.
I think my mother would beat my ass for making that decision.
Oh my god, I can just see my mom walking and be like, oh no, oh no. You, sir, get up. Get up. What do y'all stink? And I don't care who it is, but get out of my house with that.
Bro, that's crazy. Like,
oh my god.
Yo, if you friends with me right now, and you don't wipe your ass, tell me now so I can end this shit now.
No, just wipe your ass. Don't tell me. Just wipe your ass. Just wipe your ass, please.
Oh boy, bro.
It's not healthy. Alright, so my bro code for this week is always pregame before you go to any kind of drinking party. Like if you're going to a club, you're going to a house party, or just, you know, the goal of the night is to get drunk, pregame, bro. Because I went to a party last weekend, and we were supposed to pregame.
Y'all should have seen his face, man. He looked so sad.
Okay, I was looking forward to this party because my girlfriend told me about it the day before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking forward to the party all day. I haven't gotten drunk in a long time. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have like a little bit of fun. You know, I'm excited. So we were supposed to pregame at my girlfriend's friend's apartment.
Yes.
But my girlfriend, first of all, I had went to the gym before and I passed out. Like I fell asleep. While I was taking off my pants. Like, I was in the bed with half of my pants to my knee. Like, if someone were to walk in there, I'm like, yo, what is this nigga doing?
Damn, goddamn, this nigga beat his dick till he fell asleep.
Yo, no lie, though. That'd be the best sleep, son. You be out like a light. You be in the deepest sleep of your life, bro. Bet you get one good night. wake up the next day refreshed, like, oh my god, I feel like 20 pounds lighter. Like, god damn.
Your mental is clear, like, you know, a problem I had, that shit ain't a problem on. All I gotta do is X, Y, Z. Like, to give you clarity.
Wake up ready to be the president, like, all right, I think I'm ready to run.
Yo, you really wake up. You really wake up ready for, like, to take on the earth, like...
Yo, for real, bro. Oh, yo, we some clouds, yo. Anyway, like I was... Yo, David, shut the fuck up, son. Let me tell you a story, bro.
I'm crying, bro. All
right, so I went to... I fell asleep. My girlfriend blew up my phone. She called me 5 times.
Yeah.
So she called me 5 times. I wake up, and she's like, are you ready? I was like, ready for what? She was like, what the fuck you mean ready for what? I'm like, hey, don't curse at me, bro. You just woke me up. She's like, you were sleeping? I was like, nigga, yes. And then I realized, like, oh. So I was like, babe, don't be mad. I fell asleep.
Bro, it's funny when, like, you got a girl and you, like, you know you fucked up, but you really trying to, like, not have them be mad in that moment. You, like... Just don't be mad. Like, damn, I fucked up. You start calling
every pet name in the book, like, sweetie, honey,
baby, sweetie, honey, baby, honey pie girl. Please don't be mad. Like, that shit.
You start promising shit like, listen, if you don't be mad, I promise I'll rub your back.
And it's always shit like you don't want to do, but you just trying to save your ass in the moment. You was like, and then it's going to come up later and be like, you know you promised me. And then you'd be like, what, when did I? Damn.
I was a desperate nigga back then. But yeah, so she woke me up. I was like, all right. All I need to do is take a quick shower. I already have my outfit ready. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the bathroom. First of all, my mom in there. She showered. And today was a hair day. So she going to be in there for a good hour. And ain't going to be no hot water.
Yeah, it's K's.
So
yo.
I was like, all right. I ain't proud of this. But I took a hobo bath.
We've all had our moments.
We always have.
Yeah, y'all not gonna sit here and act like y'all ain't have no fucking moments. So, I know y'all had your moments.
So I washed under the pits, did the groin, did the booty crack, and I said, all right, we good.
Yeah,
all the major spots.
Yeah, now he wiped his ass, people.
The ass was clean, and so was the balls. So, you know, I put under my clothes and shit, and my girlfriend picks me up because my car was blocked by my sister-in-law's car. And we drive to the school, and... So the girl we were supposed to pregame with, she already left to go to the club.
Damn.
Yeah, because if you got there before 10:30 for girls, it was free.
Free. Okay.
And we weren't making it for 10:30.
Oh, okay.
So we get to the school because the plan was to go to the school where her apartment was, mm-hmm. and then take the Uber to the club and take Uber back with her, mm-hmm. and stay the night with the friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there. And the girl calls me and she's like, oh, yeah, did y'all leave yet? And we're like, no, we just got to the school. And she was like, oh, we're going to a hookah lounge because they won't, so they didn't open the doors until 10:30.
Oh.
And there was like a huge line, bro.
Oh, they're a bunch of assholes.
Yo, for real. So hella girls had to leave because they didn't bring no money because they're like, I'm going to get in for free.
Yeah, no, they kind of screwed themselves. They could have had a packed club and, yeah, mm-hmm. that was mm-hmm. a bad business move.
So we went to the hookah lounge, right? And I forgot that a lot of hookah lounges don't serve alcohol.
Yeah,
a lot of them don't. BYOB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't smoke hookah.
That shit, like, it feels weird, to be honest. Like, the after effect is like, it's like somebody took your chest and, like, played Tetris with that shit. And, like, you just feel out of order for, like, a good, like, to the next day.
Yeah. So I get there. And, like, the only bit of alcohol was the guy whose birthday it was, his friend had brought champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I didn't want to, first of all, I can't get drunk off of champagne. Cup of champagne.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And I also didn't bring nothing. Like, I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to keep drinking their champagne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't put no money towards
it. Yeah, makes sense.
So I sat there the whole night awkward. Cause first of all, most people that was there, I didn't even know like that. And two, I thought I was getting drunk tonight. So yeah, I didn't get drunk. So I learned my lessons always pregame.
Bro, always pregame. Yeah, I remember. I keep this quick. Went to a party, didn't pregame. It's the worst experience of my life. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I realized how vain parties are mm-hmm. by not being drunk.
And the thing too is everyone else pregames, so everyone already is loose. So there's no like you know how like some like a lot of parties like there's like a little awkward tension in the beginning, mm-hmm. and then like if it's a good party, it goes away.
Yeah, it goes away pretty quickly.
But when you got alcohol involved, everyone has come already lit, so people just loud.
Yeah.
So if you're not lit, you just said like
what? That awkward tension doesn't leave people. Yeah. Like I had that awkward tension for the whole party to the point where like I'm just like walking around the place and I'm like, fuck, what do I do now? Because like I'm like sober and I'm like just looking at people, drunk people, and I'm like, well, that's dumb. And like,
and the thing too, it's hard for you to catch up because it's like they already gone.
Yeah, no, they gone. It's like take a little sip of something and
yeah,
damn.
Yeah. So yeah, I was pregame, guys. All right, so that's about it for this week's show. We'll see you next week. Oh, hold up, stop before you leave. So from now on, every episode will be dropped on Wednesdays at like 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to listen to it at 5 o'clock in the morning, but it'll be available from that Wednesday at 5 onwards. So yeah, so that way you guys get your weekly show on a consistent basis.
Yeah, you can listen, beat your meat, fall asleep. Yeah, good formula.
And with that, we're going. We're leaving. We'll see you next week.